It's the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air, your weekly local sports podcast. And now, here's your hosts, Greg Revels and Tony Stowers.
And we're back with episode 30 of the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air. A lot of basketball to talk about. Some of the schools have finished up their basketball seasons, kind of practicing baseball, softball, track, you know, soccer. There's all kinds of spring sports going on. It's going to be crazy before long. But this week, we're going to focus on regional tournament basketball. And, you know, we had two or three teams in the regional tournaments, all girls teams this week. But before we get to that, number 30, guys.
Yeah.
Yep, number 30.
Steph Curry. Right at the top there.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a great one. You know, Tony, who's your favorite number 30?
Martin Brodeur.
Okay. You know why, don't you?
Who is that?
He's a penguin. Okay, he's a Pittsburgh penguin.
He's not a penguin.
He's not a penguin?
But he is a hockey player.
I guess
player.
I can't remember him.
He's probably before your time.
Before my time.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Of the ones down here, I think Noel and Ryan wore different numbers, but he wore 30 with the Angels, and I'd probably go with Noel and Ryan.
Mm. Yeah. How about you?
Well, that's what I was going to say. On this list, I'd go with Ken Griffey Jr.
Nice.
But I think he wore 24.
What did he wear in Cincinnati?
Most of his – he may have wore 30 in Cincinnati.
Because Griffey – yeah, his dad, yeah.
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 Mm. They were both.
Didn't they both play on Cincinnati at one time together?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Greg, yours has to be Steph Curry because you have switched, right? You're now a Golden State Warriors fan.
I am.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not following the Mavericks anymore.
Yeah.
After they made the stupidest trade in NBA history.
Who'd they trade for?
Anthony Davis. He's already hurt. So, yeah.
Awesome.
He got hurt in the first game he played.
Yeah.
He made it till past halftime, though, which was longer than I thought he would.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's.
Tim Raines is underrated.
Because
he played for the Expos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Terrell Davis cost the Packers the Super Bowl in 97 playing for the Broncos.
Tuttle says he should not even be on this
game. A little trivia about that. We've done some Googling during the Super Bowl. He was the last running back to win the MVP of the Super Bowl.
Wow. It's been a long time.
97.
Man, that is a long time.
Yeah.
I've got a few others, though, if y'all are ready for those.
I'm ready.
Well.
Go for it.
A couple that were
left
off.
Save the best for last.
Yeah.
Icky Woods was number 30.
Okay.
I feel like I remember Icky.
The Icky Shuffle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now to get to my college notes, Mike Rozier.
He almost played professional football. He played for the Bengals.
Yeah.
In the Super Bowl. In the Super Bowl on your team. Mike Rozier, Nebraska Cornhusker, was number 30.
Yeah, and it didn't do anything in the NFL.
No.
No. Hmm.
And my favorite number 30, Arkansas Razorback.
The Rustin Rifle.
Scotty Thurman.
Yep.
Won a national championship for us.
Yep.
Nice. What year?
94.
Oh, is that the big one, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Poured it in over Lang, right?
Yeah, I believe it was Lang.
Yeah.
Nice.
I got a picture of that hanging up in my office, actually.
Well, I've been cleaning out some stuff, and I found some Coke bottles with Arkansas Razorbacks 1994 state champions or
national
whatever.
Champions.
National champions.
State champions.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. State champions.
Yeah.
National champions.
Yeah. They'd have won a state championship that year.
Yeah. I'm sure.
Yeah,
I don't think anybody in the state could have beat them.
They would have. They would have. That's right.
Who are we supposed to play? I don't know.
Hardy.
Yeah, Hardy. Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, a lot of good 30s. My favorite baseball one is – obviously, Nolan Ryan, probably one of the toughest baseball players, you know, him, Pete Rose, you know. Mm. But, you know, every time I think about Nolan Ryan, you know, he had 200 million strikeouts, you know, and how many perfect games and all these different things. But what I think about is what he did to
Ventura.
Robin Ventura
said he's one of the toughest players.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you what, all this stuff about saving pitchers' arms and pitch counts and innings and things like that, Nolan Ryan, he just giggles at that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
He'd go out and throw nine innings, rest 4 days, go out and throw nine more, you know?
What did Nolan Ryan do to
Well, Robin Ventura, well, he hit Robin Ventura.
Yeah.
Robin Ventura charged a mound.
Yeah.
Nolan just stood there.
He hit him some more.
And he got him.
That's right. That's a great clip. Yes.
Just beating him like a drum.
The still images of that are fantastic.
Yeah. They're just so, I mean, you know, and the thing about it is Robin Ventura was probably young enough to be his son.
Yeah.
At the time that happened.
Yeah. He got sunned.
Yeah, he did. He got beat like a stepson.
Thought he could take the old man. Turns out he couldn't.
No.
Well, that fight was more fair than Pedro Martinez getting on
Don Zimmer.
Don Zimmer.
That's true. But you know, I just tons of respect for him. I think, you know, in the last 5 years, he came out and threw an 85-mile-per-hour pregame.
Like a first pitch?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was something like that. You can look it up. But
yeah.
It was an unbelievably fast one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Right across the
60s.
Plate.
Yeah.
So.
And then I like the idea of the catcher being like, okay, so who's throwing the first pitch? They're like, Nolan Ryan. He's like, oh, I actually have to catch this.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. But anyway, enough about number 30s unless y'all got somebody else. Let's talk about some Lady Leopard basketball.
Nice.
Great week for the Lady Leopards, man. You know, Tony and I made the trek over to Monticello. The land of no restaurants.
Yeah.
And that's what Monticello means. It's an old Indian name for land of no restaurants.
Yeah. Well, they had to make room for all the rolling vineyard fields and
stuff. It's flatter than a pancake over there.
What do the college kids eat at the university? Well,
they do have a Starbucks and a Chick-fil-A on campus.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do. And the campus, the Chick-fil-A and the Starbucks are bigger than the rest of the campus.
Yeah.
We drove around it. It took 2 minutes. I promise you, our stadium here,
Leopard Stadium,
nicer than the.
They trade us.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Then the Weevil Stadium.
I was
the Weevils.
Yeah, the Weevils, the Boll Weevils.
All right.
The girls are the Blossoms.
That's so much better.
Cotton Blossoms.
The Cotton Blossoms.
Yeah, it's all about cotton seed.
Yeah.
I had to have that explained to me. I thought their mascot was Blossom, the 80s TV show.
Yeah, that'd be great.
But I was wrong.
And the men say were the Alfs.
Yeah.
The
Alfs. That's right. That's right.
Oh, I like those used to come on back.
You know, there's a purpose for UAM, and I'm glad it's there. I hope I don't go back to Monticello, though.
Yeah.
I will tell you this, and I want to say this on here. I said it on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
They have a magnificent Coliseum.
Oh, that was great.
It's brand new, but
hospitality was great. Best food we got in Monticello was in the hospitality.
That's right. Mm. The hospitality was great. We appreciate everything they did. Everything was great. One problem. They did not have enough room for all the people setting up and stuff, you know. And if you listen to us on the radio, you know, we had to, like, cut it off quick, get on right before the game started because there wasn't any room.
Yeah.
You know, it just you know, but that's the way it is, you know. And a lot of the, you know, one of the things about radio, just talking about it for a second, a lot of these other radio announcers, and I don't know what you do, but they're on and off pretty quick.
Yeah.
You know, we go on 15 minutes early, and we're on probably at least 5 minutes after the game.
Right.
And
you got about three scripts to read.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we don't go on real early, but we usually run everything down afterwards, you know, 5 minutes.
And
maybe a little longer than that the other night as the – you know, the season came to an end.
Hey, no matter what, great week in Monticello. Three wins for the Lady Leopards. Tony, what's your? I think I know what your takeaway from the Warren game was, but I'll let you tell it.
Well, I mean, you know, we knew we were better than Warren. We had played them once during the season. I think Warren knew we were better than Warren, but you know, we got up on them big. Brett Burgess does what good guys do, takes all his starters out. Mm. The Warren coach reciprocates by leaving her starters
in. Yeah.
And pressing.
So that was huh?
And pressing.
Yeah, and pressing.
It was like up 36 at the half, was it?
It was 50-19 at halftime.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, so. Yeah.
And so then, you know, I mean, we ended up 66, so we scored, you know, 16 points in the second half. But it was all our subs playing against their
exactly.
starters.
Exactly. Yeah.
And I think the starters did play like 2 minutes.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, he usually puts them out there right at the start of the third quarter. But after that, it was all subs. And you know, and Brett, a lot more magnanimous than I would have been.
Yeah. And that was the end of Warren's season, right?
It was.
So let your subs get that tournament play time at the very end.
And I told Greg, and I can't remember if we're still on the air or not, but if I was a parent of one of those kids that sat on the bench for the Lady Jacks my kid had sat, you know, all season,
yeah,
and that she didn't get to play 3 or 4 minutes in this regional tournament, I'd have been upset.
Especially if they were a senior.
Yeah.
Yeah, big time. But that nice
calls. Hey, every coach got to make their own calls.
Yeah.
I think one of the things that it did for our team, and I think Brett knew this, is that moving forward, we needed that rest.
Oh, yeah.
And I think the starters, the longest one anyone played was 16 minutes.
Right.
So you're talking about half the game.
Yeah.
You know, so it was a good game for us to get started on, get a big good win, and then, you know, we go up the next game. We play Camden Fairview, third time we played them, because just to mention this real quickly before we move on, according to Bunch Nichols, the AD over at Nashville, I don't keep up with this stuff like he does. He said he's been there 40 years. He can never remember every 7-4A team defeating every 8-4A team.
Boys and girls,
that's right, and that happened this year. So once you got past the first 2 days, it was all teams we played all the time. You know, and we were watching, you know, all the different teams.
Well, one of my concerns when the Lady Leopards, you know, season started, and it turns out I was wrong as usual, was our schedule. You know, I knew who PA was playing, I knew who Nashville was playing non-conference. But now, as this thing is all sifted out, we played as good a schedule or better schedule than anybody because of our conference.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it turns out
that
the conference was the best anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's the best conference in 4A.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think we mentioned this last week, but Magnolia finished 5th, girls. Mm-hmm. Didn't make the regional tournament. Would have won three conferences.
They'd beat Warren.
Yeah.
They'd beat Warren. Yeah. They'd beat Warren easy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think they'd beat them 15 points.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah. But
it all culminates with a match between DeQueen and Nashville Saturday. Or, I'm sorry, were you still talking about Friday?
Well, I just wanted to mention the fact that it was all 7-4A. Mm-hmm. You know, Fairview, of course, they got Mimi Fuchelet.
They're not going to be an easy out for whoever's got them in the state tournament. And I'm going to tell you what, the key to Fairview to me, everybody talks about Fuchelet. Everybody over there was talking about her. The key to Fairview is Isis Wilson.
Yeah.
Isis Wilson went off.
Yeah.
And she has the capability to score 30 points on a night, too. And if Fuchelet scores 30 and she scores 30, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
You're in trouble.
My deal with it is Camden Fairview can be an issue for anybody if Mimi Fuchelet decides she wants to play.
Oh, yeah.
We watched her Saturday a little bit. She didn't play in the first half. I mean, she was out there, but walking around and doing things. They got behind by 20. Came back, got within 1 point.
Yeah,
because she played the second half.
Yeah, it was almost too late.
Yeah,
and Arkadelphia is a really good team too. I don't want to play them a third time either.
No,
did they win?
Oh yeah, they're in the state tournament.
And all those teams are in the state tournament. All four of our Camden, Fairview, Arkadelphia,
DeQueen and Nashville.
Nashville and DeQueen. Yeah, those are the from top bottom to top there, and they're all in the state tournament. And we'll talk about that in just a minute.
Sure.
But anyway, Camden Fairview, never comfortable, Tony. We were never comfortable, were we? We ended up winning by 15.
I think I said during – there was 3 minutes to go and we was up 15. I said, this is the most precarious 15-point lead I think I've ever called.
Yeah, I mean, it was just work the whole time.
It was work.
Tough game. And so win that game, we go – this is one of the things about playing way over there. You know, I've complained about this stuff before. You know – our girls stay over there all week long. Thursday, they start Thursday, so Thursday night and Friday night, they stay there. Well, you go to this motel, you got to check out at 11 o'clock. We play at 6. What are you going to do for 7 hours? You know, I mean, we had a hard enough time, but it didn't really matter what we did. We sat in the truck, and I probably went to sleep. I don't know what Tony was doing, looking at his phone. But you know, I mean, we can.
We walked around Atwoods.
Yeah, yeah.
We could have took a team over to walk around Atwoods. Yeah, I'm sure they would have enjoyed that.
But that is.
You were just homeless in Monticello.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
With nowhere to eat.
But, you know, yeah, that's right.
You should have eaten what the college kids were eating. Vape juice and fancy bottled water, I think, is what.
Hey, we did make it to the hospitality room for a little. Got a little pizza.
We went and watched Arkadelphia and Fairview, so Greg and I could
go to the hospitality room. That's right. But because we were on the budget, so we had to make sure we used our budget correctly.
Yeah.
So that means get all the free stuff you can get.
That's right.
But anyway. Just a shout out to Ron and Gina Paul, some former DeQueen residents that live in Monticello, that were very kind and gracious enough to open up his church. They had a place that they could stay.
A youth loft.
Yeah, and play some games, just lay around, rest, you know, get some rest and stuff. So big shout out to them and appreciate them.
They spent the afternoon better than we did.
Yeah. They did. But then you get to game time, man. And I'm going to tell you, based on what I saw from when the other teams were in there, that crowd may be about as big as they're going to have for a while.
Yeah.
With Nashville and DeQueen. And then later on in boys, Camden, Fairview, and Magnolia.
Big rivalry.
Yeah, that's a big rivalry, too. So there was a good crowd. For it to be that far away, I mean, how many people would you say were there from DeQueen, Tony? Oh,
it's untelling. I mean, it's hard to tell.
That's awesome.
What impressed me, you know, DeQueen, we wear black and gold. Nashville's black and orange. And then Fairview and Magnolia, both red and white. So many people there wearing blue. So many people turned out that night to watch DeQueen and Nashville go at it.
Yep.
So it was a really cool experience.
Yeah, it really was. Two excellent teams. The first two games between these two teams was a blowout, one way, one the other. This game was what we thought it would be every time.
Yeah.
And just nip and tuck back and forth. Lady Leopards, you know, they had an 8-point lead at halftime, maintained that 8-point lead and got it up to 10.
Yeah.
And then they got outscored by 14.
14 straight by the Scrappers. Yeah.
And down four, but came back, tied the game up. You know, both teams in the last minute had opportunities, and then Nashville, at the end of regulation, missed a shot that they probably won't miss very often.
Oh, that young lady will make that shot 99 times out of 100.
Yeah. Simple layup, right?
Yeah. So, yeah, but
pushed it into overtime, and then there you go.
And then came Land 3.
Yeah, yeah.
Land 3? That's her name.
Land 3 Ligon?
Land 3 Ligon.
Now, Landry Ligon is also who scored my favorite. Like, I was watching all the games. I saw, and I showed you guys before we started this, in the very first game against Warren. Yeah, she just looks excellent. It's just ridiculous. I mean, it's a beautiful shot that she has.
Yeah. She had a really good weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, she really did. But
Landry Ligon.
Carried us in the overtime.
Yeah.
And great job by the Lady Leopards. They win 60-53. We outscore the Scrapperettes 8-1 in the overtime.
Awesome.
Period. And so that we're region champions.
Yeah. And probably that put us, I think anybody who doesn't have a dog in the fight would look at the two brackets and say, Nashville's in the harder bracket. They're in there with undefeated PA. And we are probably in the lesser of the two. We probably got the bracket we wanted, I guess is what we'll say.
Yeah. And I mean, when you look at the, if you go by the standings, you know, we're in the top one or two, PA, Nashville, Arkadelphia is next, I think. And then I think Highland's on our side, which they're ranked highly. And you know, they're all going to be good teams. There's no gimme games anymore.
Yeah.
And so you got to be ready to play all the time. But Anything else you want to say about it before, you know, the state tournament starts this week at Magnolia? Lady Leopards are going to play Tuesday at 4 o'clock. They play against Pottsville.
Right.
Interesting side note to that. Micah Martin, who owns the insurance agency here in Nashville's brother, Lance, his daughter plays for Pottsville.
Micah sponsors Leopard Athletics.
Yeah, he does.
Yep.
And so, you know.
Not this week.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I bet he does. But you know, so, but anyway, just a little connection there as we play Pottsville. Now, you know, it's win or go home now.
Yeah.
So every game's win or go home.
That's right.
So we'll see if they win there, they play again.
They're
Friday.
The Apaches, right?
The Apaches, yeah.
Isn't Jake Lee from Pottsville?
He's close to there. If he's not from Pottsville, he's close
to there. I think he is. We got to see him this weekend.
I'm not sure that his dad's not coaching at Pottsville still.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, I think he does. But anyway, that's the start. That's the game at 4 o'clock Tuesday. It'll be on KDQN if you want to listen. We'll be there calling the game.
And that game is going to be our DeQueen Motorsports Game of the Week.
Tony, who's going to be our Shelter Insurance Woods Agency Leopard Player of the Week?
It's going to be the five starters. It's going to be Emma Chambers. It's going to be Shaylen Lyle, Jesse Lyle, Landry Ligon, and Ellie Morphew. As they have, I think, every game but one this year except for senior night, they have been the starting lineup. And, man, they have been a unit, just worked together. And everything that has come their way so far and everything that will come their way in the future, they deserve it. So, girls, thanks for just pulling Greg and I along for the ride.
Yeah, we've had a great time.
No kidding.
It's been a great ride and looking forward to go a little bit farther. I've already blocked off the time.
That's right.
I'm blocking it off. Yeah, let's go. Right.
Let's go.
Yeah, we're excited.
Yeah, I love it, man.
So that's probably it for Leopard Athletics for this week.
Yeah. Well, let's take a second to talk about DeQueen Animal Hospital at 1690 Highway 70 West right here in DeQueen, 870-642-8387. Amazing service that they have on offer. Veterinary services covered in Southwest Arkansas, including Ashdown Veterinary Clinic, one and the same, 139 Southern Drive in Ashdown, 870-898-5181. Call either of those numbers to schedule your veterinary services today, and they do it all. Whether it's emergencies, routine, or maybe you just need to pick up some of that medication. It is flea and tick season right away, so get some of their very cost-effective pills that they have and medications for that stuff, spay and neutering, all of it covered, including, like I said, emergency services. So if you need to rush your loved pet down to either of those places, they can take care of them, big or small. Dr. Martin is an excellent guy to have on your side when it comes to any veterinary services that you might need. He's a great guy. He's got great pet side manners. Is what we're calling it now. And just fantastic folks. And they've been sponsoring.
You sit around in your office and think of that.
Yeah, story. I do.
He doesn't have an office.
It's all I do. Yeah, it's right here. And they've been sponsoring the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the air since the very beginning. So we want to give a big shout out to them. And I know they're just as hyped on the DeQueen Lady Leopards as well. So, you know, if you're not sponsoring this podcast, come on now, because we appreciate them so much, and we have so much to look forward to with our Lady Leopards this year.
Big help to us Saturday, right? Tony gave us a new way home.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's right.
They were down there cheering on the Lady Leopards this weekend.
Yeah. I love it, man. That's awesome. Ashdown Veterinary Clinic, DeQueen Animal Hospital, Southwest Arkansas is covered with premier veterinary services, so make sure you take advantage today. If you've used them in the past, go and give them a nice review on Google Reviews or their Facebook page, and it goes a long way. Trust me.
That's right. Just call 870-642-VETS.
There you go. Outlaws up next. What's going on, my friend? We got Jeff Tuttle in studio, as usual.
As usual.
As usual.
I'm in a spot that's not usual. I'm here to talk about the end of the Lady Outlaws basketball season.
Yeah.
Had a couple of close games last week. Came to an end with the second one. They actually played last Monday night after we done the podcast, and they took on Mountain Pine Lady Red Devils for a district tournament championship, and man, you're talking about a good ball game. Lady Outlaws came out on top 63-61.
Wow.
in a really good game. They were led in scoring by Addison Hill with 26. Lily Hogg had 13. Riley Simmons, 11. You know, they were the only ones in double figures. That game was just back and forth the whole game. And, I mean, a really good game. And, like I say, you know, the Lady Outlaws district tournament champions. They were regular season conference co-champions. But tiebreaker-wise, you know, they got the number one seed. So, you know, that that put them as the number one seed going into the regional tournament.
Mm-hmm.
And they took on somebody they defeated earlier this year by 20-plus points, the Wichita Lady Warriors. And talking about a good game, triple overtime.
Wow.
73-70, Lady Outlaws lost that one, and the season came to a close.
And I got to watch that.
Yeah.
And it was a great game.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I've never called anything like that on the radio. I mean,
wow.
I've called an overtime football game, mm-hmm. never a triple overtime anything. But once again, Addison Hill led them in scoring with 22 points. Riley Simmons, 12. Presley Pugh had 10. And, you know, that was the scores and double figures for that one. But just a tremendous game. They had, like, I think we had three, maybe four players foul out. I mean, one of those, it was a heartbreaking.
Yeah.
They told me afterwards, they said the girls, well, maybe it was the next day, some of the parents were talking, and they said the girls are just torn up. Said, you know, and I told them, I said, thing about that is they'll remember that feeling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They won't, I mean, they'll grow from this.
Was it kind of a loss of attrition, though, that you know, you have three or four girls foul out, it's triple overtime, yeah.
Tell legs were getting to
– Yeah.
To, I mean, both teams. I mean, they had girls foul out, too. The officiating was terrible. I never say that. And
you say that every week.
No, that's you. That's you that says that every week.
Oh, I knew somebody did.
I just sat over here and nod my head. I don't say it. But, I mean, it was really suspect. But, I mean, I don't know. It was a great game. You hate to see it go the way it did. Lady Outlaws lose one senior. You know, Hannah Kirby is the only senior they lose.
You talk about a team that is poised just to reload.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you talk about reload versus rebuild. They are in reload mode.
She's been a great leader for this team, you know, and I hate it for her.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to return Addison Hill, Riley Simmons, Presley Pugh, Miley Harrison, Rayleigh Walston, Kaylin Coulter, Aspen Pugh, and Lily Hogg. You know, they'll have those returning.
Plus, who are they bringing up from the undefeated junior high group?
Well, couple of those were.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because they've already moved up. You know, they played.
Right.
Up, you know, Presley Pugh, she moved up, played two games with them, I guess, district tournament finals.
I love that.
Maybe semifinals, then other night. She had 10 points, you know, the other night. She
invaluable was, experience.
Yeah, you get that chemistry right away. Like, you're going into the next season, kind of already played with them a little bit.
Yeah, they go into the next season, you know, just like halfway through your sophomore year. You know, they played in the postseason. You know, it's
especially
really cool.
Tournament play. That's whole nother level.
And these girls set goals. I know they were disappointed in the way the season ended. But, like I say, they were district tournament champions, conference champions. They won three tournaments throughout the year. Won at Rosebud, Lafayette County.
Lafayette.
No. And they won another one.
There was another one. I forget the name.
Yeah.
Yeah, they won three tournaments. Yeah, I do remember that.
Yeah.
They won two in 1 week.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's right.
That's awesome.
That was Lafayette County.
Yeah.
And Rosebud.
Lafayette. It took me 2 years to remember to say Lafayette. That's why I say that.
I see. So now you're correcting everybody.
No, I'm not. I think it should be Lafayette too.
Yeah,
actually,
but that's what the kids down there told me to call it. So they said that's what we all say. So that's what I say.
You know, which you mentioned that, just a shout out to Lafayette County or Lafayette County girls.
LC.
Yeah, they were the region champs in their region, which, Coach Briggs, he's a great guy, and congratulations to him and them for that. But
speaking of that, I don't want the Outlaw fans to turn us off after this when I say what I'm about to, because we do have some awards to give away.
Yeah,
we do. Throughout and at the end, and they might be in the mention. But Cutter Morningstar Lady Eagles, mm-hmm. they're the regional champs. You know, they defeated Poen, who everybody thought
at
was
home.
At Poen.
Wow.
And everybody thought Poen was the team to beat. And, mm-hmm. you know, everybody talked about the Wichita Derricks being the upset of the tournament. But, I mean, that's a pretty big upset right there.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Wichita also, they were young. They had three freshmen play against the Outlaws. A lot of minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to have tournament game, right?
Yeah.
You know, like you could face a team a couple times in the regular season, but then facing them in a tournament is going to feel completely differently, I guess. I would imagine.
Well, and I think one of the things about that, and I don't know the Outlaws mm-hmm. Other than they're a great basketball team, but I think maturity, it helps with that.
Yeah.
Somewhat. When you got a senior-led team versus a sophomore-led team,
mm-hmm.
I mean, Hannah Kirby, great basketball player, but the sophomores are ones that led this team all year long. And I think that there's just a, you know, you hadn't been there before. They've been there now. Mm-hmm. They know what it feels like.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to change.
Yeah.
Actually, just to correct you so you know how young this team is, one sophomore, one junior, and
you're
two
true.
Freshmen.
You're
wow,
true.
Yeah, yeah.
And then moved up two more freshmen that got,
yep.
I mean,
yeah.
they're really young.
And Hannah Kirby has won the award a couple of times. She's just a great,
oh, yeah,
solid, right? Just solid absolutely. On the court. Yeah, so.
Fun to watch.
Yeah.
The effort she gives, I mean.
Mm-hmm. But looking forward, Outlaw's going to be fun to watch next year, too.
Yeah. So anything else you got Outlaw-wise before we name our Todd Moore Shelter Insurance Outlaw Player of the Week?
Well, before we do that, I'll just touch on softball starts Tuesday.
Mm.
Today, if Tyler releases the
sure.
podcast when he usually
yeah,
does.
Yeah, well, if depends on how I'm feeling.
Lady Outlaw softball travels to Nashville. And then Friday, both teams play Mineral Springs. Softball at home, baseball on the road. So,
okay,
awesome.
That's the sports coming up this week.
Sweet.
All
Todd
right.
Moore, Shelter Insurance Outlaw Player of the Week. We're going to go with Lily Hogg. She had 13 points against Mountain Pine in the district championship game. Two rebounds, one block, three steals, and she took a charge towards the end of the game that, man, this charge is just underrated.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, she helped win that ball game for them, there's no doubt. So congratulations to Lily Hogg.
Nice.
All right. Lily Hogg, the Todd Moore Shelter Insurance Outlaw Player of the Week. Anything else, King Tut? All right, let's move on. Let's go to the Lady Lions. Lady Lions also in the regional tournament, but they had the misfortune of drawing the Poen
yeah.
Indians, Lady Indians, in the first round. They lost to Poen 52-40.
Pretty good effort.
I watched that ball game, and they cut that to, I'm wanting to say, within like four at one point. Horatio just had trouble scoring.
Yeah.
I told somebody, I talked to Coach Alexander after the game, and I said, if y'all could just score on certain trips down the court where it's kind of like they just
–
I said, y'all can beat them.
Mm-hmm.
Could have beat them, I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but finished their season 18-10. Another really young basketball team. Texting back and forth with Coach Alexander last night as we were talking about this and you know, and just telling him, yeah, looking forward to what they're going to do in the future. I mean, you got, you know, look at the Lady Outlaws, you look at the Lady Lions, both really young basketball teams, got, you know, two or three years to grow and develop and to become better. And I look for great things from them too, Tony.
Absolutely.
And so we got the Horatio State Bank Lion Player of the Week is going to be Bella Baker. She had 18 points in that sure. loss to Poen. So, great game by her.
Is she a senior?
She is not.
Nice.
Sophomore.
Yeah, she's a sophomore. I'm not even sure they have a senior on that team.
Really? That's so cool, man.
Tuttle, I know Tuttle. I'm making Tuttle think, and his brain's hurting. So,
well, if they do, they only have one. Somebody told me the other day how young they were.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I mean, they're really young.
There's
a
lot of good Lady Outlaws and Lady Lions games to come in the next couple of years.
That's what I'm saying. Just running all the games that we do and all this, this is the first time Southwest Arkansas ladies basketball is extremely popping off right now, and it's a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah, it really is. It's a lot of fun, and congratulations to the Lady Lions on their season. Congratulations to Bella Baker for being our Horatio State Bank Lion Player of the Week.
Cool.
So we're going to move on, and when you talk about, we told you at the beginning of the show, transition week for a lot of teams that weren't in the regional tournament, but want to mention the sponsors. Horatio State Bank, a sponsor of Foreman Gator, Player of the Week every week. We appreciate them doing that. Gators in transition to their spring sports. We'll be talking about them as we move forward in the coming weeks.
Yeah.
Also, Ashdown, the Domtar, they sponsor the Panther Player of the Week. They're in transition. They'll be playing games this week. We'll be talking about them next week. Union Bank of Mena sponsors the Costot River Eagles Player of the Week, and they're in transition also. So all those teams in transition to their spring sports, we'll be talking about them in the future. Really appreciate Horatio State Bank, Domtar, and the Union Bank of Mena for doing what they do for us all year long and sponsoring those kids.
We appreciate the sponsor in the podcast, but they get to highlight one kid each every single week. That's just invaluable.
It is, and I know the kids really like it and listen to it. So we appreciate them for doing that. Now we got to move on to the area players of the week. And since we don't have boys teams playing this week, we're going to go with two girls.
Nice.
Ladies' night. Yeah, it's ladies' night. Toad Thumper Lures girls player of the area is going to be?
It's going to be Addison Hill from the Lady Outlaws. And we're going to have players of the area. And so the Horatio State Bank girls player of the area is going to be Ellie Morphew from the DeQueen Lady Leopards. Nice. Addison, man, she had a great year. It seemed like, you know, that Jeff was coming in here talking about her every week, and she is a
freshman.
That's
incredible. 6 foot.
It's incredible.
6 foot.
Plays inside. Shoots a 3-pointer.
Wow.
Ellie Morphew, she plays out front. She's 6 foot.
She plays out front on the press. You're talking about a guard trying to get the ball by her.
Yeah.
And she went for 26 and 22 in the two games this week.
Oh, so she's incredible.
And that's not even counting all the rebounds. And
this weekend, Ellie in the regional had 31 rebounds. Now, that's a lot of rebounds. Yeah. But you consider that in the semifinal game, it's versus Camden Fairview, who has a 6'4 girl who's going to play Division One college basketball.
And a 6 foot girl.
Yeah, and a 6 foot girl as well.
That's a tall task.
Girl. And it is that's very good, man. I'm telling you what, man. He's just rattling off today, isn't he, man? In the championship game, anybody who's watched the Scrapperettes, they are bigger than us. That's just the way it is. And the Basileer girl who had her name butchered by the guy calling on online and the public address announcer. Yeah, yeah. I apologize.
Was he saying Basileer or something like that?
Well, they said
every time they said it, and they said it different every time. I tell you what, she's a good ball player. Ellie up against her.
Her name.
Ellie was up against her. 31 rebounds is an incredible effort versus the competition that the Lady Leopards face this weekend.
That's awesome.
Yeah, congratulations to them. Mm-hmm. And I just want to mention one thing. Shaylin and Jesse Lyle, they could be the players of the area every week.
Of course.
As Emma.
And Emma.
Yeah.
I mean, we could do this, and that's why we wanted to do all the starters. And we picked out, you know, Ellie there just – you know, because a lot of the times the work she does goes unseen.
Absolutely.
You know, but 31 rebounds against the competition we were playing is a pretty special weekend for a girl that's 5'6".
Yep.
She was a junkyard dog in there.
Yeah. Well, she's mean, man.
Yeah.
I wouldn't scrap with her.
Yeah. We got one more, huh?
Our Attarose Design, Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air Player of the Area, Landry Ligon, who just... When the chips were down this weekend, she carried us.
Yeah.
She carried us, and she had a great tournament, and she's going to be our player of the area.
Mm-hmm. Out of all the games I watched, I think I just really liked that last three she had in the first quarter, the first game against Warren. That's like the three of the tournament for
me. I thought
me.
The guy announced was going to have a quarter.
Yeah, he went crazy.
Well, I don't know if we talked about this on the air or not. I'm going to say it again in case we didn't. Greg and I would go to the hospitality room, and these guys we didn't even know would sit at our table, and what they wanted to know, they didn't want to know anything about us. Yeah. What they want to know, do y'all's girls shoot from out there all the time?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Everybody was just laying down. That was crazy.
We were talking to some guys in there, and they were going, not only do they shoot from there all the time. I mean, what I see, I would have to throw it from there.
They're shooting the basketball.
It's jump shots.
Yes. It's a jump shot. Yeah. It's a beautiful
Which means
jump shot,
their
too.
Legs have to be incredibly strong.
Yeah.
Because in order to get a ball off like that, I mean, it's just crazy. But, I mean.
Landry didn't even watch that one. She just turned around and heard a coliseum of people explode. Didn't look back, like an explosion in a cool movie, like an action movie. That was awesome.
Should have been in slow motion.
Like the Joker walking away from that.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Well, and you know, when you look at like Jessie, the way she shoots threes and shot them over this regional tournament, and Shaylin basically the same thing. When you convert that to 2 points, you know, the 3-point percentage, they have 40%, that becomes 60%.
Yeah.
That's like shooting 60% from 2 points.
Yeah.
And so just an amazing.
And the thing is, what it does, and what you was able to see it in this regional, and it can be Emma too, it could be the Lyle twins, it could be Landry.
Yeah.
When you start hitting those shots and they have to come out and honor it on defense, guess what? It opens up those girls just to go around and shoot layups, which we did a lot of that too.
Yeah.
And
you can't spread your defense out that far in a half court. You just can't.
Yeah, and one thing I want to mention real quickly, and I probably failed to do this when the Leopards, but Emma Chambers came up big defensively in that overtime too.
Had some big rebounds.
Big rebounds over and over. Right in a row. I mean, huge rebounds and total team effort all weekend long. A great group of girls, and look forward to seeing what they do this week.
And the Lyle sisters are so much fun to watch too. Because it looks like when they let it go, like the moment they let it go, they go good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You ever see people just basically dunking on you with that? They just let it go.
I'm
good.
Amazed with their ability to hang in the air.
Yeah.
I it's almost, I mean, it's kind of like watching The Matrix. I mean, they can hang in the air just an exceptional amount of time, show people the ball, smile at them like the water boy, Bobby Boucher, smiling at his girlfriend, and then just lay it in.
Yeah.
I love it, man.
And one other thing I think about them that I want to mention is, and the reason that Michael Jordan's the GOAT, not LeBron, is because he made everybody around him better.
How dare you?
And these girls do the same thing.
Yeah, they do.
It's just amazing what they do. And
my new go to Steph Curry.
Great. Okay.
Kidding. I'm kidding.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting to see what they do, though.
Yeah.
But we got to talk about UA Costock.
Yeah, man. Let's talk about them. Their athletics department is absolutely booming. You can support them separately by going to uacostockcolts.com. Which is awesome. They have a really cool website for their athletics department. Basketball, soccer, shooting sports, all going crazy. We all say Go Colts here, and we appreciate them for sponsoring the podcast, of course. But if you're interested in UA Costock proper, www.cccua.edu. You can check out all their programs of study they have offered. Adult education as well. You can get your GED prep and more. They're committed to helping their communities grow. That's what happens when you have U of A, man. They help the communities that they're in. So one way to accomplish that is offering accessible and completely free adult education courses such as GED prep, ESL, basic computer skill, and so much more. All for all those who are seeking to further their academic and professional careers. You can go to cccua.com. or .edu, excuse me, and check out all of their programs of study on offer. Mm-hmm. You can check out all of the information on state scholarships and grants for study. And if you're an employer, all the resources that you could possibly imagine. They have certain programs where they literally have a 100% job placement efficiency. So that's incredible. Commercial truck driving, frontline leadership, pharmacy techs, medical billing and coding, nursing assistants, all this stuff, man. There is jobs for you.
Yep.
And like It's just fantastic. So UA Cossetot, huge sponsor of the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air. We appreciate them so much, and you can learn more by going to www.cccua.edu. There we go, man. UA Cossetot. But that kind of wraps it up for all the sports going on this week. Of course, like you said, transitioning from basketball to baseball, softball, but there's some national news I'm sure you guys want to get into a little bit. We got some time.
Yeah, we got a little bit of time. Just a little bit. Don't really want to talk about Arkansas basketball this week. But probably
I do want to mention one thing.
Yeah, go ahead.
We get out of the gym Saturday afternoon, and I said, Greg, are you going to watch your Razorbacks Saturday? He goes, I forgot it was on. I said, we need to find a way to watch it. He's fiddling around with his phone. So I go to Google and look at the score, and it's 27-8. I said, you don't
want
to
watch. Oh, no.
Yeah. Didn't they have 13 at halftime?
14.
14. It was 32 to 14.
Don't sell them short, man.
32 to 14 at halftime. I'm gonna step out on a limb and say that is a pathetic halftime performance.
Mm.
How you can do that when they're where they are with the talent they have on that roster is unbelievable to me.
Yeah. And where South Carolina is.
South Carolina is not a good basketball team.
No.
And so,
So what's the problem?
What's the problem?
Yeah. No chemistry? Is that
NIL?
Caring?
NIL
yeah.
is the devil.
Yeah.
For everything.
Yeah, yeah.
It really is.
Used to be foosball, but now it's...
Yeah.
Now it's NIL.
Football, the devil.
But the thing
about... The second Waterboy reference.
It is, man.
Here's the deal is, do you think... I mean,
that's Seinfeld.
Yeah. Those guys are going to make the same money whether they win or lose.
Yeah.
And they're looking at is the next
team. Yeah.
And if they don't pay them at Arkansas, they'll go somewhere else. All they're doing, and that's what they're all doing. I mean, Arkansas.
Did you foresee this happening?
No.
Because you guys brought it up. You guys brought it up, and I said at the beginning of all this, I said, I think it's good that college players are going to get paid, but I didn't know it would be like this.
Well, they have no control over it.
Yeah.
I understand that them not, the deal was, they were making a bunch, the universities mm-hmm. were making a lot of money off these players.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not – if you've ever been around some of them, I mean, they don't have a way to get around.
Yeah.
They don't have a way – they can't go to McDonald's.
Yeah.
Or they couldn't back in the past, right?
I got something on that. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Well, just a side note on that and the NIL money and the way to get around. Did y'all see where Carson Beck, who has – gone to Miami and signed a $4 million NIL for his senior year, had his Mercedes and Lamborghini both stole over the weekend.
Oh, man.
He's struggling.
Man. Yeah.
It went from college players eating ramen to eating surf and turf on a Maserati. It's crazy. And then, my big thing about it was, just video games. If your face is in a video game that sells 10 million copies in a day, you ought to maybe get a little money for it, right?
Yeah.
But it's, I don't know, this is...
And they did.
They did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's not like the NIL money.
Right, right.
No, but the thing about it is if you want to pay them enough where they can have a place to live and,
yeah.
It's like we talked to Chuck Barrett one time and we're getting well.
We're still riding high off that.
Yeah. Which by the way, we got Quinn Grove.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who's next? We got to get him.
Yeah. Yeah.
But Chuck Barrett, he said something that I hadn't really thought of, but, lots of these kids are making more money than they'll make
ever
the rest of their life.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so what are they doing with it? Blowing it?
Yeah. Buying Mercedes and Lamborghinis.
Yeah, if you're doing that, I think that that's probably not
the smart ones are still eating ramen and just banking that.
Well, I don't say you got to eat ramen all the time.
Well, then you can eat off the dollar
menu. Well, I love ramen.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, okay. Go eat. You can, but at least you can go get a quarter pounder, and you
have a macaroni and cheese in college.
Yeah.
Well, they didn't have ramen back then.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. Not in the little
I'm old
square.
School. Yeah, yeah. I'm old school. I'm Kraft macaroni and cheese.
That's right.
Or Dollar General or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. When I had a good month, I bought some hamburger meat and put in that macaroni.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. Man, that, you talk about a meal.
Yeah, yeah.
That is a
meal. We eat like kings. Yeah. Used to be in that day, you could eat a taco. For $5, you could eat like a king at Taco Bell.
Yeah, yeah.
You sounds to me like y'all should have carried some of that to Monticello with you.
Yeah. True.
Well, they did sell some stuff down in the lobby of the hotel where you could microwave lean cuisines.
Yeah,
they did. Which probably would have been better than a couple of meals we had. But anyway, you know, back to that, I think we got off on a tangent there about NIL. But I think that the Razorback team, you know, I would still say they could get in. They're going to have to do a whole lot of hard work now because that loss damaged them severely.
Yeah.
And the likelihood of them getting in is a lot harder now.
And, I mean, that loss came off right after a couple of nice wins for them. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say they're going to have to win a couple of tournament games to be considered.
See, last week I thought if they won't beat Texas and they beat South Carolina, they'd almost be a shoe-in.
Yeah.
But losing the way they did is really bad.
Yeah.
Moving on, Arkansas baseball and softball off to great starts. They play every day.
Yeah,
they do. I don't know how they go to school. I don't even know if they do go to school. But they're really really doing well. I mean, I don't see any reason to spend a whole lot of time talking about that unless y'all got something y'all want to say about it. I don't really think there's
– I ain't really kept up with it a whole lot yet.
Well, I see the scores and –
start paying attention to baseball when basketball's over.
I did see over the weekend, I think it was – I don't know if it was Friday's game or Saturday's game. I think they're playing – the Razorback baseball team playing UNC Charlotte, I believe, and they had to have a 9-run inning to win the game.
Yeah.
They were behind. They won 11-10.
Charlotte's one of those group of five teams that are usually really good at baseball.
Yeah. Mm. Yep. So Commanders get Debo Sanders. Is that a get?
It's a steal for what they paid for him.
Yeah. I mean, if
the Mingo guy that Dallas got.
Yeah.
They paid more for him than the Commanders did for Debo Sanders.
If Debo can be a solid number two receiver for them. Oh,
what a get.
Yes.
I mean, I wish the Steelers would have got him. Good night.
Well,
does it make him better than the Eagles? No. Does it make him significantly better than the Cowboys and the Giants? Yes.
Mm. Yeah. It helps them out. It helps them a bunch. And looking at Stafford, I mean – Pittsburgh was looking at him for a little bit for a quarterback, but Pittsburgh's not willing to spend the money for a quarterback to get one of the top.
I'm beginning to think the Steelers have no clue like what the quarterback position is and what it means to a team, and I'm very frustrated with the Steelers.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, man, I'll come over and smack you around.
Aaron Rodgers going to San Francisco.
Or Minnesota. They're talking about Minnesota right now.
Yeah, I think he's going to go to San Francisco.
Well, the latest on the Steelers is now Daniel Jones. See, that tells you they have no clue. If you're if Daniel Jones comes out of your mouth, you have no clue what you're talking about.
Well, the Steelers are going to end up getting the San Francisco quarterback.
Purdy?
Yeah.
That would be better than Daniel Jones.
Yeah, that's who they're getting.
But I above all that, who's left now, I just hope they re-sign Justin Fields.
The longer they wait, the worse off they're going
to be. Absolutely. Jerry Jones has proved that over and over and over again. Yep. You wait and wait and wait, and you pay more.
Yep.
Maybe they're going to draft the next one on our topic here.
Oh, man. Man, you are just really getting on my last nerve today.
I can't see drafting him. First of all, I didn't think he was that great.
Shadeer Sanders is who we're talking about.
Yeah, Shadeer Sanders. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I didn't watch him a lot, but what was their record this year?
What they 9-3, 8-4, something like that.
Something like that.
They had a chance to win the Big 12 and lost the last.
I do respect that he played in the bowl game.
Yeah, he did.
Him and Hunter both.
Yeah,
he did.
I just think a lot of baggage comes along with him.
Oh, absolutely.
And not necessarily.
But there are teams
not necessarily that, bad, just expectations from him.
There are teams that don't like the circus. The Steelers are a team.
Yeah, I guess the circus is kind of what.
And there are teams that seem to just be drawn to the circus. And somebody like the Raiders.
The Raiders.
Yeah. So I could see him being drafted by a team like that.
Or he can go to the Jets. That's a circus anyway.
Oh, that is. That is a three-ring circus.
Yeah. And the thing about it is he's already told Cleveland, don't draft me because I'm not coming.
Yeah. Yeah, he's pulling a was it Eli?
Yeah.
Eli, John Elway. John Elway's just going to go to the major leagues, you know.
Yeah, he had that card to play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. I just think, you know, looking at this other thing, I mean, you know more about that, so you might want to talk about that, Tony.
Well, it came up on my phone this weekend that Trump is considering pardoning Pete Rose. And I don't know what good a pardon does you when you've passed. But,
yeah.
But Manfred is considering reinstating Pete Rose. And I know you and I feel differently about this.
Absolutely.
But, I think that if that's on the table, then all those Black Sox have got to be on the table. I think that and what people don't realize, they don't grasp, is even if Pete Rose is reinstated, the threshold to get in the Hall of Fame voting is so high. I don't know if he would ever get the votes to get in the Hall of Fame.
I don't think he would. I think he should have the chance. I mean, they should be able to say, yeah, you deserve to be in there, or no, you don't.
Right.
I mean, he's one of the top five greatest baseball players of all time. The only pirate you could say that about is going to be Barry Bonds.
Roberto Clemente.
Okay, I'll give you that. I was just trying to dig just a little.
It was a test. You passed.
Think about Roberto Clemente. He's kind of like Barry Sanders. Different reasons, but he didn't get to finish his career.
No, he didn't.
But he was a great baseball player. But anything else you guys got?
No, I will.
I like Ty Cobb.
Well, you start thinking about the best 5 or 10 baseball players of all time. I don't know if Pete Rose, you can fit Pete Rose in that.
Well, there's so many different eras and the way they played the game. I mean, I don't know, that'd be tough. Yeah. Discussion we probably don't want to start at this point in the.
We'll do that in the future.
Yeah.
Let's do that in the future.
For a summer show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll come up with some.
We'll do a top 10 lists of all of them. All right.
Sounds
great. I like
that. Yeah.
You like that?
I do.
All right. And I don't give any, he was, whatever. I was looking at the receivers, top 10 receivers, and the second one they got on a bunch of lists was some guy when they played with, like, cotton hats on. Like,
we need to know names.
Yeah, I forget it. He's probably a legend, and all you guys would be like, "Oh, what he's made." He has a quarter of the stats of the top ninth guy. Like, yes, and the whole thing is all about.
He probably played in an era where they ran the ball 75% of the time.
Get out!
I mean, I think receivers the top two are a given.
Yeah,
Jerry Rice and Randy Moss.
I'd agree.
Yeah, yeah. It wasn't any of those guys. It was black and white photos only. And it was like, get out of here with that. Top 10 pioneer, sure. All right. So when I do my top 10s, there's not going to be any gimmies.
No black and white pictures.
Get out of here. And that's why Michael Jordan isn't even in my top 10. No, I'm kidding.
And that's why this show is a roller coaster.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I don't even know anything about sports. So,
hey, you can't be a roller coaster. Tyler can't get on.
Yeah, I can't get on. Yeah. Right.
They're afraid somebody's going to throw a bolt in the thing. And
that's right.
Take you off.
He's tall enough to get on.
Yeah,
he is. He won't, though.
Yeah.
Yep.
Greg can get on.
I'm with
he
Tyler.
Just might not.
Me either, Tyler.
That's true.
After I got married and impressed my wife enough to get on roller coasters at Kings Island, my roller coaster career was over.
Yeah, it's over.
I've unsafely.
I don't really need to get on a roller coaster to impress anybody anymore.
Hey, anything else, guys, before we go?
I think we've covered it.
All right. Great show. We're looking forward to seeing how the Lady Leopards do in the state tournament this week, and we're going to have baseball and softball, all the other spring sports starting off for other schools. We'll be talking about that next week. But for this week, we just thank our sponsors so much. We thank our listeners, and most of all, we thank the kids that allow us to talk about them. They're the reason we're here. We'll see you next week.
See you next week.
See you next week.